We're continuing the Drashot Aran. We're up to the final paragraph of the fifth speech. Being that in that vision that Yaakov Avinu has, as he's leaving Israel, so Hashem points out to him, this place is the house of Hashem. This is the place that Hashem appears. And you think, when Yaakov's leaving Israel, maybe Hashem's telling him, only here, only on the Temple Mount. Who's to say all of Israel is called Beit El? Who's to say all of Israel is unique in that that is the place Hashem appears? And that is why he was shown as he leaves Lavan at the end of our parsha and he returns to the land of Israel. He was shown that that land, the land of Israel, is elevated above all other territories. Yaakov is still in Chutz La'aretz. At the end of our parsha, what do we see? The angels come out to greet him. And Yaakov is being given a message. Don't think that the vision you saw 20 years ago, you saw angels going up, you saw angels coming down, and you came to the conclusion, this place is the gate to heaven. You thought it's just the Temple Mount. No, Yaakov. All of Israel is the gates to heaven. All of Israel is a holier place than the rest of the world. And that's why at the end of our parsha, Yaakov Avinu isn't even in Israel yet. Forget the Temple Mount, he's still in Chutz La'aretz. But angels come out of Israel to greet him, to give him that message. You're coming to a land that's different than any other land. It is in that land that the soul can connect to the upper light. And that's what the verse says. The last verse of our parsha. Yaakov went his way. And then angels of God came and met with him. And the pasuk here is telling us something when it says the angels met him. He's telling him, they met with him, they were telling him, we're always in that land. Now we met with you on your way back. That's why you, so to speak, bumped into us. And that's why Yaakov calls the place Machanaim, the multiple camps. Why does he use the term multiple camps? He's coming to tell us that he realizes the existence in this land is on three levels. One is that the land of Israel corresponds to celestial beings, to heavenly beings, to spiritual beings. The land of Israel corresponds to the heaven. Umishkan lemachane ha'tachtonim ve'aretz kula milvad eretz Yisrael. She'im mishkan lemachane ha'tachtonim ki bnei adam shochnim bo umishkan lemachane ha'elyonim ki pagati bo machane elokim. ולכן היה ראוי להיקרא המקום הוא מחניים, ואומרו ביום יעקב כאשר ראה מחנה אלוקים זה, ויקרא שם המקום הוא מחניים. So he develops the following thing. He says, Yaakov Avinu came to a realization that the world is divided to three areas. There's the heavens, where you have angels. There's all of earth, other than Israel, which is, land, where people can live. And then there is the one place which is the connector between those two camps, and that is the land of Israel. Meaning, the rest of earth, okay, it's physical, it's earth. The heavens, it's godly. Where do the two connect? In the land of Israel. They connect the two. And that's why when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he calls the land of Israel Machanaim. This is the place where the two camps fuse, where heaven and earth meet. That's the message that Yaakov Avinu gives at the end of the parsha. And I think there's another point to think about. Our parsha begins with Vayifga b'makom. Yaakov meets Hashem as he's leaving Israel. And as he's coming back to Israel, so to speak, the angels come and meet him. You have the same Vayifga, the same term, Vayifga'u bo malachei Elokim. The land of Israel is coming to meet with him.